The 12 Months, a Traditional Slav Legend. Once there was a widow. She had a daughter, Helen, and a stepdaughter, Marukla. The widow hated Marukla because she was prettier than her own daughter. Marukla did all the hardest work on their farm and in the house. Helen did nothing. One day in winter, Helen said, "Marukla, go and pick some flowers." "But sister," said Marukla, "it's winter. There is snow in the fields." "Helen wants some flowers," said her stepmother, and she pushed Marukla outside. The poor girl was very cold. Then she saw a light on a mountain. She climbed the mountain. There she found a fire. There were 12 stones around it. 12 men sat on the stones. "Can I sit next to your fire, please?" said Marukla. "Yes, child," said one of the oldest men. His beard was as white as snow, and he sat on the highest stone. "Thank you," said Marukla. "We are the 12 months of the year. I am January," said the old man. "Why are you here?" Marukla told her story. January stood up and said, "Brother March." The youngest month stood up and sat on the highest stone. Suddenly, the snow melted and flowers grew. "Thank you, sir," said Marukla. She picked the flowers and ran home. The next day, Helen said, "I want some strawberries, Marukla." Marukla climbed the mountain again. "Brother June," said January. An older month this time sat on the highest stone. Suddenly it was summer, and there were strawberries in the forest. "Where did you get these things?" asked her stepmother later. Marukla told her about the months. The next day Helen said, "Marukla, go and get some apples." "No, Helen," said her mother. "We can go. Then we can get lots of things from the months." The mother and her daughter climbed the mountain. "I want some apples," said Helen. "The reddest apples in the world." The 12 months said nothing. "Come on, September," said the mother. The other months gave Marukla flowers and strawberries. "She was more polite than you," said January. "I'm better than Marukla," screamed Helen. "Give me some apples." January lifted his hand and heavy snow started to fall. Helen and her mother tried to run away, but the snow was deeper now. It was windier and colder. Soon their hands and feet were as cold as ice. Marukla waited and waited, but her sister and stepmother never came back. In the summer, she married a nice young farmer.